And you say, that's a surprise. What's the negative of used to be? Well, I'm surprised to hear that because you didn't. Would you say didn't used to be? Does that sound?
No.
Well, I didn't let that go. A person that you wouldn't say a certain person is a reckless driver. You just might say he's a
careless driver.
And another word for peculiar, beginning with a Q.
Odd. Odd and queer.
Does this word mean anything else besides odd?
Strange.
In what respect? Does it have a specific reference to sexual peculiarities?
I would say yes.
But you don't hesitate to use the word because of that?
No.
It doesn't mean only that.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, if a person won't change his mind, even if you prove he's wrong, you'd say he's awfully
stubborn. Or a mule.
And a person who's easily offended, you'd say he's awfully
touchy.
And a person who is awfully touchy and someone ridicules him or something, you'd say he got awfully
provoked or
that awfully person gets, really violent. You'd say he certainly did get
angry.
Or you might another word for angry.
Mad.
And a person is all excited, you might tell him keep
calm.
And a person who worked all day says, I really am
tired.
Any special word, meaning words for that?
Pooped.
Okay, any others?
Dragged out.
Or wear out, the past tense of
wear out.
He's all.
Oh.
Wouldn't say he's all wear out, he's all.
Worn out. Puckered out.
And person what? She was, she suddenly what sick? She suddenly
got sick.
And he didn't wear his rubbers when he went out, and he what?
Caught a cold.
And he couldn't talk, he was
hoarse.
And he also had a
cough.
And the doctor comes over and says, haven't you watched your pills? Haven't you
taken your pills?
And he couldn't hear. He was
deaf.
And he wept awfully hard.
Sweat.
And says, did you take that? You say, no, he.
He took that.
And a large discharging sore is a
boil.
What do you call the stuff in the inside of a boil?
Matter. Pus. Gook.
Okay. And how about a man is shot with a revolver, he suffers a bullet
wound.
And does proud flesh mean anything to you? You know that expression?
I've heard it.
But you don't, are you?
I'm not too familiar with it, but I've heard the expression. I never was inquisitive enough to find out why, but it covered.
I'll tell you what I found out about it after we finished. You don't know. They had to have a coroner's inquest because they didn't know what he
died from.
And after he died, they put his body in a
casket.
Yeah,